Well, here we are back out in the woods, and I tell you what, we're getting very close to the opening of turkey season. Man, there is nothing like that. I tell you what, the leaves start popping out, grass is getting greener, and I've been getting up in the mornings, hadn't heard any turkeys on our place. I tell you what, it's going to be, I'm afraid, quite challenging in our woods this year, and there's a few reasons for that. You know, turkeys don't like to be disturbed too much. And so here on our property, we have made some new trails to walk on, to train dogs on. And so we've been pretty active across the whole piece of property this year. And with that, you know, it kind of comes at a price when it comes to turkey hunting, because the turkeys tend to kind of get pushed on out. So they're still kind of grouped up right now. And it won't be long, though. They'll kind of start busting up, and I'm hoping some will come over on our place like they have in years past. But in years past, they wintered on us. And I tell you what, it's been at least 5 months. I think the last time I saw a turkey on our property was back in October, and that's generally not the case. In years past, I've seen them all winter long because they would group up on our property and kind of roost and winter right there alongside the river, and we would see them in our food plots and all. And I'm telling you, it's been at least 5 months and I haven't seen a turkey on our property. And I tell you what, as a turkey hunter, when it comes to turkey season being a few days away, that is quite disappointing. But, you know, here's the thing. I drive up the road just a little bit, and at the top of the hill, a short distance off the road on somebody else's property, look what I found. Yeah, makes me want to say, I want that. Do you ever find yourself green with envy? Yeah, whether it's somebody's turkey on their land, or the new bass boat that a friend of yours just got, or the big bucks that are on someone else's game camera. You know, we can all feel kind of envious, but what does God say about envy? In the King James Version of the Bible, that word means to covet and covetousness. In fact, it was actually one of the Ten Commandments that God gave to the Israelites in the book of Exodus. He said it plain and simple, do not covet, or don't be envious wanting what others have. You know, it creates jealousy, strife, and resentment. It all boils down to one thing, being content. We can't be envious if our focus is where it should be. It's been a problem with people since the beginning, though. Something that we all struggle with from time to time. Take a look at Adam and Eve, the first man and woman. You know, they walked with God in a perfect paradise, and He had given them everything they needed and more. But one day, Satan tempted Eve to focus on the one thing, just the one thing that God did not give them, and that was permission to eat of one tree. Genesis 3:1 says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" See what he did? He shifted her focus from what they did have to what they didn't. And as a result, Adam and Eve both sinned, which was, of course, the fall of mankind. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." That's a beautiful promise, isn't it? You know, so even though I would love to have those turkey on our land, and I definitely, definitely want to get one this year, I know my time will come. I think about what God's provided me in the past, and I strive to focus on what He has given me instead of what I don't have, you know, which is something I strive to do each day, and thanking Him for the many blessings in my life, and most of all, my salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. You know what? If you want to see more videos like this, go to lifeword.org and follow LifeWord on social media. Make sure to like and share this video with others. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time, hopefully with a turkey, in the great outdoors.